like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Leslie Smith on the line, and she is the Managing Director over at Commercial Direct Lending. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at Commercial Direct Lending and how you're helping your clients. But before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. How did you get started in business and your career?
So I started in in banking. My early part of my career, I worked for a smaller regional private bank, and I managed their call center, so inbound calls, outbound calls for customer service. And then I transitioned into originations, and specifically commercial originations. And from there, I joined a company called Bayview Financial, and they had a couple of different products focused in small balance commercial. And I define small balance commercial as loans that are $250,000 to $1 million. And since then, you know, my career has been spent, you know, in lending, in originations, with a small stint in servicing.
So, you know, there's some younger people listening that are maybe just graduating college, or they're a year or so out of college, and they're thinking about different career paths. So you have a very distinct career path in lending that you've pursued. What kind of advice would you give to somebody if they're listening to this? They're like, oh, that sounds pretty interesting. I think I might want to look more into that. What kind of advice would you give to them in terms of breaking through in your field?
I would say one, decide if, you know, what aspect of the business you'd like. If you want to really understand the real estate, then that's a portion of the business. If you want to be in front of people, talking to people, then there's the sales side. If you want to be part of the actual making of the loan, then there's the operations side. So it's really for first, stepping back and saying, okay, how is this industry organized? And, you know, what are the different pockets of it? And then what excites me? And then, frankly, like, do I have the skill set? But I think more than anything, is it exciting for you? Is it of interest, something that you want to learn? I think that's the most important because, you know, we're only making mortgages. It's not the sexiest of industries. But I feel that if someone really is curious, then, you know, that sets them in the right direction.
That's awesome. Great advice. Let's switch it up, Leslie. Let's get more into what you're doing over at Commercial Direct Lending. So first, tell me a little bit more about the company, please.
So we are a national small balance commercial lender. We make secured loans secured by commercial real estate. We offer financing for investors and small business owners who typically, you know, they're not able to get secure financing either through agency product or a bank. So and we can talk a little bit about why they're not they may not, you know, be able to get financing through the traditional means. But I think what makes us interesting is a couple of things. One, we lend in that smaller pocket. You know, not a lot of people are doing $100,000 commercial loans, and we do $100,000 to $2.5 million. It's a niche. We do it through different types of property types, not your traditional multifamily, but, you know, we do loans on restaurants, we do restaurant bars. Think about a mixed-use property, you know, in Brooklyn. You have a bodega at the bottom, and you have a couple of apartments on top. You know, so you have, you know, that you typically people like to invest in those properties. And so we have interesting property types that a lot of traditional lenders are not really interested in. But more importantly, you know, we offer cash. You know, there are very few lenders that actually give you the ability to cash and leverage your ownership of your property and give you cash. And so that's another way that we differentiate ourselves in this market.
What do you find are some of the what I love about the business too is that you have a very defined niche, especially working with some of those mixed use and things that people wouldn't normally they wouldn't normally be able to get the funding. And so what do you find are some of the challenges of your clientele in terms of those niches in raising money? Because I think there may be some listening that they don't even know it exists out there, just to be honest.
Sure. I think the biggest challenge is most of our customers are really good business owners, in particular, let's start with our owner occupied. We have people that have, owned their businesses for years, decades. They've right. occupied that space, but never really thought about buying it and purchasing it. So we see a lot of that. And what's different about them is a lot of these folks can run a successful business, but frankly, mm-hmm. they haven't fully documented that in a traditional way. And what we want to do is say, okay, if you've been able to run this business for 15, 20 years through a couple of recessions, then that leads me to believe that you can run a business. How can I understand your business and then look at the real estate and put a loan together for you? And so that's where we, our niche is really saying, stepping back and looking at this makes sense. Okay, so there is it our tax returns that look stellar. Okay, what else can we learn and from this business and this business owner where we feel comfortable lending to them? So I think that's really the niche is like these are folks that are not properly documented, but have been able to successfully run a business.
That's awesome. So Leslie, if somebody's listening to this and if they want more information on commercial direct lending or to connect with you, what's the best way for them to follow up?
So the best way is to come to commercialdirect.com. We have loan officers that are available via chat, email, phone to help you, go through this process. We realize that the commercial lending process can be overwhelming and sometimes challenging, but our job is to help you through that, through education, through holding your hand, and we believe that the small business owner is the key of our country. And so, making a loan that's $250 is important for this country. And so for us, what we want to make sure is that people know that there are other choices outside of going to a traditional bank for lending.
That's awesome. Well, Leslie, really appreciate you coming on the show today and teaching us more about what you're doing over at Commercial Direct Lending. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Leslie, thanks again for coming on the show.